This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week on Marketplace, we're exploring the latest results from the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. One way we measure how we feel about the economy is through something we devised with professional pollsters called the Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index. It gauges financial stress, and the anxiety is going up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has the story.
The economy is ticking along, but our anxiety index is ticking up, especially for young people. People like Kyle Ojima here in Washington, D.C., who walked me to his local coffee shop, one of several he frequents so he can use the Wi-Fi to apply for jobs. Dozens of them.
There's like three different coffee shops I go to because it's weird if I go to the same one every day.
At this one, Kyle tells me why he scored so high on our anxiety index. He's 28, recently finished a master's program, and he'll have to start paying back his $60,000 in student loans soon.
I think my body reacts more than my head does, if that makes sense. So, for instance, I didn't have white hair like 6 months ago, and I don't sleep much.
About a third of people in our poll told us their financial situation caused them to lose sleep. Carl Van Horn at Rutgers wrote a book, well, several books, on the American workforce.
We've created millions of jobs and steady growth, but there's still that hangover, if you will, of anxiety that was related to the devastation they experienced. And then there's the uncertainty about what's going to happen next.
That lasting devastation of the recession isn't just affecting young people.
There you go. All this was my mom and dad's. Isn't it beautiful?
Meet 72-year-old Susan Perkins of Prescott, Arizona, who scored a nudge higher than Kyle on our anxiety index. She says she lost her life savings, about $400,000, in the real estate crash. So she's selling some of her family jewelry to help pay bills.
So I don't know what, you know, they're talking about that the economy has leveled out. It hasn't leveled out for me.
She works in an antique booth, renovates mobile homes, has a reverse mortgage, and gets some Social Security. But it's still not enough, which is why she sold her father's silver bolo ties, her mother's turquoise-studded necklace.
I'm having to sell almost everything my parents gave me. It feels like I've let my parents down.
She was hoping interest rates would go up so she could make a bit more off her meager savings, but after Brexit, that may not happen anytime soon. Perkins says if she's careful, she has enough money to last her about 5 more years. After that, she says, who knows? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We're exploring the results from our polling all this week. Marketplace.org has more of the data and more of our reporting.